Ever get that feeling? Kind of like you're looking at a famous painting and you just know there's got to be more to it, like some hidden world just under the surface. Well, that's kind of what we're all about, you know, unlocking those secrets. And today, we're diving deep, deep into Renoir's Two Sisters on the Terrace.
Ah, Two Sisters. Even if you think you've seen it a million times, trust me, the backstory, it makes it even more amazing.
Right. Like I'm imagining, say you find a really beautiful seashell on the beach, right? You can appreciate its shape, the color, sure. But knowing, like really knowing it was once home to a living creature, a whole history there, it just hits different, doesn't it?
Totally. It adds another dimension, just like with art.
Exactly. And speaking of history, Two Sisters, well, it kind of throws us right into the whole world of Renoir and Impressionism. Now, don't worry, no art history lectures here. But, just imagine trying to like capture sunlight as it moves through leaves, how the colors shift and change. That's the vibe.
Yeah.
You know, that's what these artists, they were all about, those fleeting impressions, those moments of light and life. And Renoir, he was like the king of that.
Absolutely. He was a master. And you know, it's interesting. Sometimes you'll even see this painting called On the Terrace. Both titles they reused, which is kind of cool in itself.
Huh, I didn't know that. Okay, so just sisters on the terrace and whatever we call it, it's a captivating scene, that's for sure.
Totally.
So, like, paint us a picture here for our listener. What are we looking at?
All right, so you've got these two young women, right? Dressed kind of casually, but elegant too. They're just enjoying the sun on this terrace. There's this basket of yarn next to them, all these vibrant colors, little details that just draw you in.
Right, I see it.
And then there's Paris right there in the background. It's kind of hazy, but you can tell it's bustling. There's this energy, like a stolen moment of peace right in the middle of all that city life.
Wow, yeah. And isn't that where Renoir, like, he really shines? Like, he somehow pulls you right into that moment.
Exactly. He uses light and his brush strokes to create this feeling of immediacy, like we're right there sneaking a peek into their lives. Like, look at how he paints the sunlight, how it filters through the awning, how it falls on the table. It's not just white paint. It's these short kind of broken brush strokes of all these different colors, blues, pinks, even some greens in there. This technique, it's called broken color. And it just creates this sense of shimmering, real, moving light. It's magical.
Okay, yeah, now I'm seeing it. You're right. It's like you're right there with them. Okay, so I got to ask, who are these two sisters? I mean, were they really sisters?
Well, that's where things get interesting. The title, it's a bit misleading. They weren't actually related.
Really?
Yeah, Renoir, he often used like everyday people as models, people he encountered in his life, you know? And get this. The younger sister, we still don't know for sure who she was. It's a mystery.
Oh, a true art mystery. So, like, art historians are still trying to figure that out.
Exactly. And it's fascinating, isn't it? Like, who was she? What was her story? How did she end up immortalized in this iconic
That's like a
painting?
puzzle piece just waiting to be found. But we do know about the older sister, right?
We do. She was Jeanne Darlow. And get this, she actually became an actress later on.
Whoa, no way. So she went from like casually posing on a terrace to be on stage.
Exactly. Can you imagine? It adds such a cool layer to the painting, don't you think?
Totally. Like maybe Renoir, he sensed that theatrical presence in her even back then.
It really makes you wonder. And it also makes you think about, you know, the roles of women back then in that era. Here's Jean, a young woman, maybe using this modeling opportunity as a way to like step into a more independent life. Maybe the stage was her dream. We don't know.
Right. So much we still don't know.
Yeah.
We've got this mysterious younger girl, a future actress, and then there's the terrace itself. It's not just any terrace, right? This is the Maison Fournaise. So, what's the deal with this place? Why does Renoir choose to paint there?
Ah, the Maison Farnese. It wasn't just some random cafe. This place, it was legendary. Perched right on an island in the Seine, it was the hate spot to be if you were an artist, a writer. Anyone creative in the late 19th century, imagine the sounds, the conversations, the energy. Renoir walks in, maybe looking for inspiration for his next subject.
And he finds it, at least for Two Sisters. But wait, this wasn't his only masterpiece set at the Maison Fournaise, was it?
You got it. Renoir, he actually painted another super famous work there, Luncheon of the Boating Party, just a year earlier, in fact.
Wow, so this place, it was really something special, huh?
Absolutely. More than just a restaurant, it was like this hub of creativity, a place where artists like Renoir could connect with other artists, share ideas.
It's like we're stepping back in time into this vibrant art scene. You can almost hear the conversation, smell the coffee. Okay, wait, if this place was so popular with artists. Does that mean? It's like almost makes you wish those walls could talk, you know? Like imagine the stories they could tell about Renoir, the other artists, all those creative minds hanging out there.
Oh, absolutely. And not just like gossip, you know, but stories about their art. I mean, remember, we're talking about Impressionism here. This was a revolution in the art world.
Yes.
They were breaking all the rules, challenging traditions that had been around for centuries.
Right. They weren't painting like those stuffy portraits or those big dramatic scenes you usually saw back then.
Totally. Instead of trying to create these perfect, almost photographic images, they wanted to capture like the feeling of a moment, you know, the way light and color like dance before your eyes. Have you ever like tried to take a picture of a sunset and the photo, it just doesn't do it justice?
Oh, all the time. You can't get that blend of colors, the warmth.
Right. That's what these Impressionists, they were after. They wanted to capture those fleeting, those sensory things, those feelings that a camera back then just couldn't. And to do that, they had to come up with completely new techniques, like those broken brushstrokes we talked about.
Which I'm guessing probably didn't make them very popular with the art critics at the time.
You got it. Yeah. Imagine, right, you're an art critic. You're used to these perfectly smooth brushstrokes, these traditional subjects. And then you see this bright colors, loose brushwork, everyday scenes. They're kind of shocked, actually. Some critics called Impressionist work unfinished, messy, even blurry.
Wow. It's kind of hard to believe now, right? Because we look at it as like this beautiful, groundbreaking style.
Mm-hmm.
But back then, it was controversial.
That's how it goes with anything truly new. You know, it shakes things up, pushes boundaries. And the Impressionists, their goal wasn't to please the critics. It was to capture this whole new way of seeing, a more immediate, you know, visceral experience of the world.
And to think, Renoir was right there in the thick of it, painting two sisters in the Maison Fournaise with all these other artists feeding off each other's energy.
It was like they were inventing a new language, but with paint. And you can feel that energy, that excitement just in the brushstrokes of two sisters. It's not just a pretty picture. It's like a statement.
That is so true. It's like those two sisters sitting on that terrace, they had no idea they were part of this art revolution, this whole shift in how people see the world.
Exactly. And that's why, you know, knowing the context behind a painting, the who, the what, the where, it changes how we see it. It adds so much.
It's like the difference between like just reading words in another language and actually understanding what they mean.
Perfect analogy. Because it's not just the individual pieces, right? It's about how they fit together, how they create something bigger, something meaningful.
Right. So in Two Sisters, it's not just about the two women on a terrace. It's the light, the colors, the setting, the era. It all matters. It's all connected.
You got it. And when we see those connections, that's when we can really appreciate like the depth of a work of art. It becomes more than just a picture, you know? It becomes a window into another time, another place. We get a glimpse of a moment in history.
Yeah. Yeah. It really is like finding that missing puzzle piece, you know?
Yeah.
The one that just makes everything click.
Exactly. And those connections, that's what makes art so fascinating. But it's not just the history, right? There's something about two sisters that still speaks to people even over 100 years later. What do you think it is? What makes it so captivating even today?
That's a great question. I mean, part of it has to be Renoir's skill, right? The way he captures light and color. It's almost like you can feel the warmth of the sun, smell the flowers.
Totally. His technique is incredible. But beyond that, there's the whole composition. The way he places the sisters right there in the front, your eye goes straight to them, to their relaxed poses. And then you notice the details of the basket of yarn, the glimpse of the younger sister's face.
Right, right, yeah.
And then your eyes, they naturally move to that view of Paris in the background. It's like, he's inviting us in, you know? Like, we're right there with them in that moment.
And we can't forget that element of mystery, right? That we still don't know who the younger sister is. It just adds this whole other layer. Like, the painting itself is asking us, who was she? What was her story?
Exactly. It's like a little puzzle within the bigger puzzle. And that's the magic of art, isn't it? It makes us curious, makes us want to fill in the blanks, to come up with our own interpretations. It's a conversation that keeps going, even after the artist has finished the work.
So true. It's like Renoir is giving us this glimpse into his world, but he's also leaving space for us, for our own thoughts, our own experiences.
Exactly. He's inviting us to participate. And that's why Two Sisters really... any great work of art can be so powerful. It's not just something we look at, it's something we engage with. We have a dialogue with the art, with the artist, even with the past.
Wow, yeah, I like that. It's like we're all part of this conversation, you know?
Yeah.
about beauty, about life, about what it means to be human. And it's a conversation that spans centuries.
Yeah.
It's pretty amazing when you think about it.
It really is.
Well, I think that's about all the time we have for today's deep dive into Two Sisters on the Terrace. Any final thoughts you want to leave our listeners with?
Just this. The next time you're looking at a painting, any painting, whether it's in a famous museum or just, you know, a local gallery, take a moment, really look at it. Imagine the people, the place, the stories behind it. You might be surprised at what you discover.
I love that. Yeah, everyone, go out there and find your own art mysteries to explore.
Yeah.
Until next time.